Right. Well, and I don't think it was unexpected. I think there was a lot of pressure on him among Democrats to retire so that President Biden would have the opportunity to nominate a replacement for him. And so, you know, he's one of, as you said, one of the older members of the Supreme Court, and I think it was sort of expected at least that he was probably not long for the court and would be doing this at some point. And, you know, obviously the Senate has a role in this process, and we will, you know, handle that role if and when the time comes, if and when a replacement is named.